Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Beverly Flaxington is our guest. Beverly D. Flaxington is the name on the books, Make Your Shift, also Self-Talk for a Calmer You, and the Pocket Guide, Bev. What is that one again?
The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors.
All right. And they're all available wherever books are sold, especially Amazon, right?
Yes.
So check those out. I need your website, Bev.
It is the-collaborative.com. Our company name, The Collaborative, so it's just the-collaborative.com.
All right. So check that out. Beverly, thanks again for being here. Bev's helping us folks understand how to create a growth plan alongside, compatible with, concurrent with, in association with, joined at the hip with your business plan. And she's explained in the previous segment why it's different and why you need to focus on it separately and some of the elements of it, including the revenue number on the top and the gross profit number in the middle. And those are really the two, you know, way too many small businesses don't really know what that middle number is, that gross profit number is. And when I say, Beverly, when I say that I wonder if maybe they shouldn't start there, you know, I think you're going to get a twofer there when you do, because number one, it'll get them more in tune with their gross profit, and it'll be, you know, it'll help them build a growth plan. So anyway, tell us what we should do next in our growth plan.
So, and I think this is such an important way to frame this conversation, because what we need to do next, in a way, is the sandwich piece in the middle. So we talked about, if in my business plan I know profit-wise what it is I need to be able to reach, I'm able to look at my infrastructure, some efficiencies, and then I figure out what's that revenue number that's going to get me there. Well, my tactical growth plan has to be around what are the steps that I can take to get to that revenue number, but without upsetting the net profit number that I've aimed for. So that, you know, it's always eye-opening to me, Jim, when I teach an Entrepreneurship 101 class at Suffolk University, and when the students will solve the business case, and oftentimes it's about marketing or it's about growing the company, and their solutions will be things like, you know, and they're 18 and 19-year-olds, so we can't hold it against them, but to be things like, you know, to buy billboards and billboard advertisements and, you know, put your message out there. Well, I always think it's a great example, because I want to get my message out, but I can't afford to spend $300,000 to do it. So that's what's in the middle. What are the choices I have, the steps I can take, and then very practically, what's it going to cost me?
Well, and these days, what can I do? Is there any low-hanging fruit? What can I do to get my message out there without spending any money? And then what can I do if it costs me a nickel? Then what do I do if it costs me a dollar? And then what do I do if it costs me $100? I mean, there are so many things that people can do to drive interest with customers that they don't have to spend a fortune, but they're missing it.
And let's face it, in this age of social media, you know, while no business owner, and you and I are in the same boat, we don't need new things to do and more to take on at the same time. I do believe that you have to have a presence, and as a small business owner, you've got to let people know your beliefs, what you stand for, what in
your
some
values,
of business perspective.
Right. Well, you know, and you talk about this in your work, in your books, Beverly. You got a customer standing in front of you telling you how much they love doing business with you, they love your store, they love your shop, they love your people, some customer this week is going to brag on you in your presence, and you're going to say, "Oh, thank you so much, see you later," when you should be saying, "You know what? I appreciate that. I hope you'll tell your friends."
Yeah.
I mean, is there anybody that you know that you think would like to have this kind of service? We work off referrals. I used to tell people that all the time. We work off of referrals, and so I need good customers like you to tell their friends. I mean, you gotta help people remember to do that, and that costs nothing.
It costs nothing, and the more that you also can, I think, help someone with, you know, these are the types of companies that we work with. This is the type of customer that we're looking for. To be even be able sometimes, Jim, to ask someone directly that you've worked with for a while and mm-hmm. say, is there anyone else that you know who has XYZ needs or
right.
has this type of profile?
So Beverly, wouldn't this be a great early element of our growth plan to say, in 2016, I'm going to find a way to attribute half of our growth this year from referrals, and these are the steps we're going to take to get more referrals. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I call that kind of, you know, segmenting the different channels or the mm-hmm. different areas of focus.
Mm-hmm.
Referrals, I think, for any small business would be probably the biggest area of new business. But
mm-hmm.
if you've leveraged all of those and you're going to then go into the new markets, what are you going to do? Is that by building your brand? Is that
mm-hmm.
by making cold calls? Is that by becoming active on social media? So it really, I think your comment is so on target, because it's to be able to identify where you think it's going to come from. And then, what are the steps you need to get there?
That's the part that we missed. Then we got to finish it, right? We got to do the steps. I think we're onto something. Will you come back and talk about this some more with us?
Absolutely.
Let's do this
so
again
critical.
Next time.
Hopefully, people will think about it for the new year, Jim.
The-collaborative.com, right?
Yes.
Beverly Flexington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.